Hiya, mutant countians. I'm Tad Bilchner, all by myself, without SpongeBob Tidy Whiteys. Deal with it. Now, you may be asking yourselves, how is it possible that they're letting Tad do the news by himself? Or maybe you're wondering, where's Whipley Flickman? I hope he's okay. Many more of you are probably just figuring that I locked old Pippi Wrongstockings in the bathroom again. Well, I wish. Not this time, me buckos. This time, I thought I'd get a jump on things and I came in early to broadcast before anyone else arrives. That's why your news at 10 is coming to you now at 6. Did I wake you? Sorry. Not sorry. Okay, look it. I slept in the studio last night, alright? So what? And, well, maybe I slept here the night before too. Who cares? It's fine. And yes, I may have been sleeping on the couch here for the past week now, alright? And no, Lulu didn't throw me out. It's just, I may or may not have been kicked out of my condominium complex. May have. Well, no big deal. And it may or may not have been because I was running an underground phoenix hatchery in my living room. That may or may not have started a fire next door. Again. I'm not confessing to anything. I'm just saying it's not entirely outside the realm of... Yeah, it all happened. Well, anyway, I'm here early, so I thought I'd give you a little straight talk with Tad. You've probably all been wondering why we haven't kept up with this shtick. Well, me too. Seems like the station manager has all but stopped, including a time slot for my little commentary, when he slides our schedule under the door. And you want to know why? Well, I'm not sure why. But do you want to know what I think? I think it's because yours truly was getting a little too close to the truth about Mutant County. And that brings me to today's topic. I call it, The Dome Wasn't Built in a Day. But if you ask me, the truth is the dome wasn't built at all. There's no protective dome. And how do I know this? Well, think about it. Has anyone ever seen this invisible dome? Of course not. You can see right through it to the armed guards on the outside. Which brings me to my next point. Why would the military have guards posted around Mutant County if there was actually a dome in place? I mean, doesn't that sound a little rotundant to you? Just listen to this clip. Flying around in a flying thinger right now, you doofus.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I'm in a... Hey, thanks, Tad. Thank you very much. Hey, see you boys later. I'm out of here.
Dandy, wait. Don't go past the barricade, you'll be... Shot down.
Ugh. Terrible stuff. That was a recording of the final sounds of Dandy Walton, our former weather kid. Dandy was a good boy, and fairly capable, and he probably would have been an okay reporter someday. So answer me this. Why would they have to shoot him out of the sky if the dome would have just kept him in anyway? Doesn't take a journalistic genius to figure that out. More than likely, the answer is that the military is actually too inept to do a proper job securing Mutant County, what with all the mutant buggers and all those other abominations coming in and out of our fair cities, so someone higher up watches the Simpsons movie or reads that old book by Stephen King or maybe even got their hands on the containment field chapter of the American Space Force manual. They steal the idea of a big old invisible dome and feed us some B-frickin-S about how we have to be careful and stay away from it. H.E. double crap balls is going on? What was that? An earthquake? Can you all still hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello?
We interrupt this unsanctioned broadcast to bring you Whitley Quickman, live on the scene, just outside the town limits of Ladyfinger.
Ah, come on!
Good morning, everyone. First off, I'd like to personally apologize for the behavior of my colleague. We had no idea he was sleeping in the studio. But I suppose the rogue antics of a lone radio broadcaster matter very little under the current circumstances. No doubt, many of you were just abruptly awakened by sudden and shocking seismic activity. I'm standing here on the outskirts of Ladyfinger, just beyond Old Man Grover's Mill, and I can hardly believe what I'm witnessing. Merciful heavens! Yes, yes, I can say for certain now that the recent earthquake was in fact caused by a massive behemoth-like monster, nearly 80 feet high. I see it before me now. Ladies and gentlemen, this reporter has seen a lot of... No, oh, forget it. I guess we all have. Wait a second. The beast has altered his course. Yes? Yes, it seems to be heading straight for Ladyfinger now. I'll have to get back to the WLFC broadcast van if I'm going to keep up with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I will do my best to keep this broadcast alive. But in the meantime, you will want to wake up your loved ones and get out of your houses. I'll repeat that. Get out of your homes and exit Ladyfinger immediately. A moment, please. I'm getting word now that the county air raid siren is in fact broken, but military and local police personnel are in fact advising everyone to leave their homes immediately and head for Edgemont Springs. This is not a drill, ladies and gentlemen. I can hardly believe it as I look at my rearview mirror, but I can assure you what I'm seeing is a very real, giant, bipedal purple lizard.
Holy crap, it's Barney the Dinosaur on steroids!
Christmas cookies! Dad, how the devil did you get in the back of the van?
I already told you, there's a teleporting wormhole thingy under the station cafeteria sink. Wait, did you just yell out Christmas cookies?
Tad, it's not safe to startle a driver like that. I am under extreme duress. I could have flipped this van, killing us both.
You might want to start the van and book it out of here, buddy. That Kool-Aid Manosaurus is getting awfully close.
Right, here we go. The van won't start.
Aha, yeah. Very funny. Hey, come on, Chippy!
But Tad, why would I joke about something like this? It really won't start.
Oh, crap. Why'd I have to climb under the sink? Today of all days!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Whitley Quickman again.
With Tad Bilchner.
Yes, and, well, folks, this may be the end for myself and Tad. As we are stalled here in the Shadow of the Beast, I would like to take this moment to say that it has been a sincere honor for me to bring you all the news each and every day, even after the fallout. And Tad, as we face this peril together, I just want you to know that... Tad, where are you going?
You keep talking. I'm gonna try running.
But that monster is huge. We'll never outrun it. His feet are the size...
Mother Bilchner didn't raise no quitter.
Tad! Oh, for... Well, folks, this is Whitley Quickman. Signing off for the last time. May I just say that... Tad, you're back!
Yeah, hi.
Thank you for coming back, Tad. It means a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I figured getting squished next to you is better than taking on a robot man by myself.
Robot man?
Yeah, he's just outside. You know the type. More machine than man. Awfully big and brawny. Probably has laser eyes or something. Why doesn't that grape-crushed Godzilla just step on us and get it over with? I just don't have it in me to be kicked around by Dandy Walton in a mech suit.
A what?
Dandy Walton, our weather kid, in a mech suit. Looks like they must have found his body and Robocopped it back to life or something in some sort of freaky science-gone-wrong sort of way.
Oh, well, that's just Dandy.
Well, part of him, at least.
What?
Dandy.
That's what I said.
No, Dandy. I mean, that's Dandy.
That's what I said. I said, that's Dandy.
No, I'm Dandy.
Great Scott! He pulled the roof off the WLFC van like it was so much a sardine can.
Hiya, boys. You better keep your heads down. Oh, and make sure to close your eyes. It's gonna get really bright.
We're sorry. Due to technical difficulty beyond our control, the link to our WLFC radio signal has been lost. Tune in next time, won't you? Thank you ever so much.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM 89.3.